I'm talking with Eric Stanley. He is the curator of history for the Sonoma County Museum, which has just acquired an interesting new historical artifact. Tell us about it.
Well, this is the head of the figurehead off of the ship Lammermoor. The Lammermoor wrecked in 1882. It ran into what's known as Bodega Rock, or the reef near Bodega Rock, and was hung up there. And a lot of the fishermen and people in Bodega scavenged some things off the ship before it could be salvaged. And the figurehead was one of those pieces that was taken.
Was this a historically significant ship in any way?
Well, it was among several large iron-hulled ships that were sailing back and forth. This one happened to be coming from Australia, Sydney, to San Francisco when it wrecked.
Had it veered off course then?
I think so. In the official report, they attribute the wreck to navigation. So what I suspect happened was that they missed what would have been the lighthouse at Point Reyes and were just off course and went right into the reef. It was bad weather and they couldn't see much, and that was the cause of the accident.
So after the figurehead was liberated from the wreck, what kind of a path did it follow to wind up in the museum's hands?
It was brought ashore and then displayed for years and years at the Murray House, which was an inn and tavern in the town of Bodega. And I think it was salvaged by William Murray. There it sat for decades until the 1906 earthquake, which knocked it from its place outside the Murray House. And at that point, it was about to be turned into firewood. And then a portion of it was rescued by Art LeBaron, who was related to the Murrays by marriage. From there, it was given to John LeBaron, who was Art's son.
And how did it wind up coming to the museum?
Well, recently, John decided to give it to the museum, so he gave us a call and donated it to the museum, and we were very excited to receive it.
The timing is kind of interesting that this becomes public just after his passing.
Yes, it is, and we were very much saddened to hear about John's passing, especially in light of our recent conversations with him, too, because the object was connected to his family history and we realized how deep his roots were here in Sonoma County. So it was really a great loss.
So now that you've got it, what are you going to do with it?
It's likely going to go into what will be our permanent Sonoma County History Exhibition, because one of the themes that we're really focusing on is Sonoma's position on the Pacific Coast and the significance of that whole, and its ports and waterways and that sort of thing. And I think it'll make a really wonderful object eventually in that exhibition.
When will we, the public, get to see it?
That's part of the museum's ongoing expansion. We'll be opening an art space within the next year or so, and then there'll be some work on the post office building, which will eventually go back to being entirely a history museum. I hate to put an exact time frame on it, but within several years.
So no plans just to put it up in the lobby for people to get
well,
a peek at it in the meantime?
Well, that's certainly not out of the question, and that may well happen sooner rather than later, because it's a wonderful object. We certainly don't want it tucked away.
Well, certainly look forward to a chance to see it whenever that may come. Eric, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.